Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
That's Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is Total Information AM on KMOX at 823. A local organization is celebrating 120 years in the region. That goes back to 1904. Yes, a group that got its start in conjunction with the World's Fair is going strong, addressing their mission of eliminating racism and empowering women. The YWCA's anniversary is this month, and joining us in studio is Dr. Cheryl Watkins, President and CEO of YWCA Metro St. Louis. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Tom. It is such a pleasure to be here to talk about our organization and us turning 120 years serving women and their families in this region.
That is amazing. So how is your history tied to the World's Fair? Let's start there.
Yeah, most people don't realize we got our start in this region because women were coming up to work in the World's Fair, and they were coming from rural communities, and they needed safe, stable, secure housing. And that's how the YWCA got its start here in our region. And we still do that to this day. That's one of the programmatic areas of support that we provide.
Tell us how the mission has adapted and evolved over the decades.
Well, we have a very interesting history. So the YW, like I said, started in 1904, but it was primarily for white women. Several years later, there was a branch, the Phyllis Wheatley branch, that African-American women formed, but they weren't allowed to coalesce. But what was very interesting in St. Louis, and particularly in St. Louis ahead of the civil rights era, in 1941, the YWCA saw that this was absolutely crazy. And the two organizations merged. And from that in 1941, you had African-American women working alongside of women of all colors to be a part of this organization. And to this day, those women are still making strides and still making impact in our region. So we are very, very proud of our history.
Let's talk about how you help and support survivors.
Yes.
So shelter and housing to abuse victims. Take me through that.
So we actually serve over 10,000 women and their families annually. One of our programs that you're referring to is our domestic violence sexual assault services. And for those women who have been assaulted, we are in partnership with a multitude of hospitals in the area. So if a woman shows up, we're the first call made. And our advocates go out to bedside to bring them whatever they need. And also, we walk them through the judicial system. So if they are in need of order of protection or other things, we walk with them alongside. If they need housing because they're fleeing a domestic situation, we have one of the largest HUD contracts in the city. So we can place a woman in safe, secure housing in either the city or county. We also bring her food. If she needs transportation, we have one of the largest child care providing direct services in the state of Missouri. So we can provide those services as well. And then I think what's really brilliant about our organization, and this is why we're one of the largest and oldest women's advocacy organizations, is because of our holistic wraparound services. So once her needs are satisfied with housing, food, transportation, we also provide career readiness opportunities to be able to have her become more sustainable, put her on her feet, and so that she's not only surviving an opportunity, now she's thriving.
Give us a sense of maybe some of the programs or events you have coming up so that other women can get connected to the YWCA here.
Absolutely. And not just women, but men, because we are big advocates of we need everybody to support. So we're right in the middle of what we call our 24-hour fundraiser. We started at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and it will be going on till 2 o'clock this afternoon. And it's a fun way to connect with the Y. You don't have to dress up and come to a gala. You don't have to put on those shoes or ties or anything. It is an online event. Go to our website, and there you can donate. And what was really, really cool about this event is that it's a 4-to-1 match. So for every dollar that you donate, it's $4 that comes to the organization. So we are actually, I was just checking the stats right now. I am like so stoked about this, is that we are almost, for our goal is $120,000 to raise in 24 hours, which honors our 120 years of service. We're almost at $90,000. So everybody, go to the website. Please, please, please donate. We are so excited about this opportunity, and we want the community to participate.
That's pretty good. So you have 30,000 to go, and you have until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Again, it's a quadruple match.
Absolutely.
So that's big.
That is huge.
Absolutely. So where can they do that again? Can they do it by phone, online, a combination? How does that work?
They can go to our website, ywcastl.org. And on that website, you'll see a big old banner. You cannot miss it. And it will direct you to donate. So we would encourage everyone. St. Louis is a very giving city. We would love for everyone to come out and support the organization, because all of our services are free. We don't ask a client to pay anything. So we depend on the goodness and the goodwill of the people here.
We're just going to count on the fact that our KMOX listeners are going to push you over that mark today.
Yes.
Dr. Cheryl Watkins, President and CEO of the YWCA Metro St. Louis, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.